When Klal Yisrael saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed in coming down from the mountain, they panicked. The pasuk says, "Vayara am ki boishesh Moshe." The people saw that Moshe was delayed. They thought Moshe would never come back, and this led them to make the eagle. Chazal say, "Hera ha-satan mita shel Moshe Rabbeinu meis." The satan showed them an image of Moshe Rabbeinu as if he had passed away. And the question is, why would the satan be given permission to show such a vision to Klal Yisrael? This vision led them to commit the ultimate avera. So why would the satan be allowed to do such a thing? Furthermore, the terminology used in the pasuk ki boishesh Moshe, that Moshe was delayed, is unusual. Typical word for delay is icher. So why does the Torah use the word boishesh? So the Sefer Kesava Kabbalah explains the difference between icher and boishesh. Icher, he says, refers to a delay that is intentional, or voluntary, or even enjoyable. The pasuk says, when you make a vow to bring a carbon, lo se'acher l'shalmai, do not delay in fulfilling your vow. And Chazal explained that this prohibition applies only to a person that could have bought the carbon, but chose to delay it. However, if someone is poor and lacks the means to bring the carbon, he does not violate this prohibition, because icher is a delay of choice, not of necessity. Boishesh, on the other hand, is an unhappy, unintended delay. We find this term used in the Torah regarding Adam and Rishon. Before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava lived in Gan Eden with no sense of urgency. The Torah says, "V'lo yisboishashu." They had no schedule. They had nowhere to be. However, after the sin, their reality changed. Now, they lived under the decree of Bezeis HaPecha Toichalechem. They now had obligations. They now had responsibilities. They could no longer afford to be late. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, the root of Klal Yisrael's error was in the way they perceived Moshe's delay. When Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed in Shemayim, the reaction should have been, he's delayed, amazing. He's zoichet to be in heaven. He's having a dialogue with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What could be greater? They should have said, Icher Moshe. Moshe is delayed because he's experiencing the most elevated existence possible. Instead, they perceived it negatively. They said, Boishesh Moshe. Something is wrong. It is better down here. If Moshe Rabbeinu isn't coming, something must be amiss. Their fundamental mistake was their perspective. Instead of appreciating the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu being in Shemayim, they saw it as a calamity. That misperception set off a chain reaction that ultimately led to the Chet HaEgel. As for the satan showing them that Moshe Rabbeinu had passed away, the Ksava Kabbalah offers a fascinating insight. The term satan here refers to their own Yetzirah. Satan zu Yetzirah. It wasn't that an external force showed them an illusion. Their own fears and doubts created the image in their minds. Their own Yetzirah convinced them that Moshe Rabbeinu was gone. This is human nature. A person convinces himself of things and then he sees them, or at least he thinks he sees them. And that is why they thought they saw Moshe Rabbeinu on his deathbed. And this teaches us an important lesson. How often do we misjudge situations or we misjudge people simply because we assume the worst? Why is the Rav davening such a long Shemen Esrei? Why is my spouse coming home late? Only to find out later that the Rav was davening longer because he had you in mind. My spouse was late because he stopped off to buy me flowers. And then we feel embarrassed for our own negative assumptions. The mistake of Boishesh Moshe was a failure of perspective. The people assumed the worst instead of realizing that Moshe's delay was for a higher purpose. This misunderstanding led them to the ultimate disaster. It's a powerful reminder, before we judge, before we assume, perhaps what we perceive as a source of distress is actually being done for our benefit. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.